speaking of it, because I do a lot of crazy litigation type stuff, that wears on you. I don't know. How many of you guys stay up at night thinking about a case? Come on, raise your hand. You know you do. Come on. You stay up late at night thinking about a case. You can't let it go. You're always thinking, but you can't even go to a dinner with your family because you're always thinking about, oh, man, I should have done that. Oh, this. What about this? Oh, I got to call this person because there's this great argument that I want to try out. And it's going like 100 miles an hour all the time, right? Do you ever, can you like shut? I always call it shutting the monkey up. Does the monkey ever shut up? Anyone, for real, does the monkey ever shut up? Yeah. But you've got to be conscious about making the monkey be quiet. And it's really important that you get the monkey to be quiet, because if you don't, you don't give your brain the space it needs to recharge so that you can be focused, so that you can be on point thinking about what it is that you're going to do with your cases. So we're going to try some of it. We're going to try, like, I guess maybe a little taste of some of the things that I do, because I'm kind of crazy about doing stuff. And I did all this stuff before it was cool. And I'll tell you my story as we go along. But I did all of these things way before it was cool to talk about it at all. Simply because it was my survival skill. This is the only way that I could make it through each day. So we're gonna do a little practice of stuff. Does everybody have paper? Yes? And a pen? Okay. We're gonna do a little practice. All you need is a piece of paper and a pen. And we're gonna talk about breathing a little bit first. And a mixture of breathing and art. I don't know about you guys, but I also tend to be a bit on the creative side. So I paint. I enjoy all kinds of music. I embroidery. I do lots of things that are on the creative side. But one of the ways that you can get the monkey to be quiet in your head is just to breathe. And you can incorporate breathing with actual art. Or some people may call it doodling. I'm not a fan of that term. It is art. And I find, especially if I'm in a CLE, or if I'm in a trial, or if I'm listening to someone testify or something like that, I will doodle. I'll keep my hand busy. I'll write or draw. Sometimes I'll write my name multiple times, but I'll write or draw while I'm listening. And if I'm keeping my hand busy doing that, it allows my brain to focus on what it is that I'm listening to. So breathing is one of those things that we all have to do, but the majority of us don't do it consciously. We're relying upon involuntarily breathing at all times. However, like I just did right there, if you breathe consciously, you can have significant benefits not only to your mental health but to your physical health, which I think is even more important. Okay, not going to ask for a raise of hands, but I'm going to guess that there are some of you in the room that are on high blood pressure medication. I'm not going to guess that I'm not going to ask for hands, but I'm going to guess that there are some of you that have anxiety, panic attacks, some of you that deal with chronic pain. All of those. I said no raising hands. Okay, well, I know.
We're all together in this.
Yes. But the point is this. You can use deep breathing skills to help you control and manage all of those things. Okay? And I did this once with my Girl Scout troop, and they were amazed. Okay, now, they're all in high school, and they're stressed out about whatever high schoolers get stressed out about. And I had them use their cell phones to take a stress test. Most cell phones have a function where you can measure your heart rate and the oxygen saturation in your blood. And those two things together will help you figure out what your stress level is. So I had them do their test their stress level first. And then they were all like in the red zone. Like, that's bad, you know? And I said, all right, so we're going to do this little exercise, and we're going to deep breathe on purpose. What you're going to do is you're going to breathe in for four. But when you breathe in down here. Like, usually when we breathe involuntarily, our chest is what is expanding. Diaphragm breathing allows your stomach to expand. So when you breathe in four and push it all the way down into your stomach so your belly will move. Hold it for four and then breathe out through your mouth for four counts. And you can do this in a way that you can continually expand the amount of time that you breathe in, wait, and breathe out. So you might want to do it for five and then wait four and then breathe out for five. But start with four, four, four. It's called square breathing. So you can just remember, breathe in, hold, breathe out, hold, breathe in, breathe out. Let's try that for four times. Do you feel your heart rate slow down? You can try that at any time when you need to answer the phone to a client that you don't really want to talk to. You can do that before you make that snarky comeback to the court administrator that won't take your filing. I'm going to say, I admit it, I did not do that yesterday.